Father, we just give you all the praise. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we've been born again. Not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed, Lord. We worship you. We give you all the praise and glory. Lord, our boast is not in ourselves, but is in our God. Our God is able and willing. And Father, we thank you that Immokalee is saved, and we thank you this region is saved. Father, we thank you that it is ours to call in and to speak life over this region. Lord, we give you all the praise. Lord, we give you all the glory. Father, we thank you and we praise you in the name of Jesus. All the glory goes back to you. All the glory goes back to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you all the praise. We've come to celebrate your glory. We've come to celebrate your glory. That glory is in Jesus. We praise you for everything he did. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now be glorified. Be glorified in this house. Oh, not like singing to Him. God. How many are glad that there is none like Him?
Amen. Hallelujah.
How many of you know we're here today because of Him?
Yes.
Because of His shed blood. Guess what? We're going to heaven.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
That is enough.
Yes.
That is enough.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
We get a lot to go with,
Jesus.
Though, don't we?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Should you go around and hug part of your family that maybe you haven't seen in the last few days, and maybe some that you have. Marty, if you get. We're going to give you an opportunity to give this morning. If you haven't, if we're come in here prepared and you haven't considered, why don't you just, we're going to simply pray and let the Lord speak to you and give our mother's time to get back in. But why don't you consider right now what the Lord would have you to give this morning. Perhaps you came in here knowing that. And perhaps, you know, you just, today's not the day. Well, it's okay, but I know that He does have something to bless this morning's offering with. And so why don't you just pray with me. Father, we just thank You. We give You all the praise and glory and everything that You've done and bringing all of Your family back into the house this morning. Lord, we just ask You now to speak by the Holy Spirit to us. Grant us this grace of provision. We thank You, Lord. You're the one that provides, not only for this house, but also for them. You supply and meet all of their needs according to Your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And we thank You for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. So, one more time so nobody feels very conspicuous. Let's just stand. Why don't you bring that down and you can return to your seat. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, it is. You can gather this. Amen. Rex, why don't you take the mic and just bless it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Father, we just bless all the families here today, Lord, and everyone that's not here. Father, we bless the mothers, bless their time, multiply their time, Father. Bless this offering, Lord Jesus, and we thank You for it. We thank You that all the needs in this house are met and all
yes.
the needs of the people. We give You the glory and honor and praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Well, how many are glad it's Mother's Day?
Amen.
Yes. How many of you plan on doing something wonderful for your mother if she's still on planet Earth? Hallelujah. Or you're close enough to do something good for her. Why don't we go ahead and just receive the mothers down here. If you're a mother here in this building today, or as we've said oftentimes, now let me qualify that. A mother's not just a lady or woman that has given birth. A mother is someone also that has nurtured, because that's what motherhood is. It's nurturing. So if you've given nurturing, true nurturing to children growing up in any way, that qualifies you. So I really want you to understand that. So why don't all the mothers go ahead and stand? And come on down. Just, we want to bless you. Candy, if you'll go ahead and, yes, I would love for you to.
The greatest honor to me in this life is being a mother. And I just wanted to share with you that I called Mom this morning. Mama, and told her Happy Mother's Day this morning, and she blessed me. She always does, and she says Happy Mother's Day to you too, honey, and she tells me I'm her daughter.
Yes.
But we've always thought of each other as Ruth and Naomi, and to the end. And you know, I think about being a mother. I think God lets us be mothers and fathers too. He likes for us to know that just like he's a father, it gives us just a tiny bit of insight of how much he loves us, because there is nothing I'd rather be. I wouldn't care to get any more educated or any more. I wouldn't want to be anything that anybody else is but who I am, being my children's mother. It's the greatest thing in this life to me, and just want to bless you all, and God bless you all, you mothers.
Why don't you go ahead, Candy, and if you have help on both sides, giving them a rose. Is there any more of you mothers? We just got time for a few more. Any of you want to just share what motherhood means to you? Yes?
Of being a mother. But I've grown up a lot being a mother. I started out below zero and had to grow up. But one of the things I've learned is that I want to encourage you to be Mary's versus Martha's. In the modern day church, we've been told that we're the Proverbs 31 woman. That is not an individual person. That is the body of Christ. We are not to take that burden. We are not to lay that upon others or ourselves. We're to be Mary's. We're to minister at the feet of Jesus. And we've been, you know, told that, you know, your husband, when he comes home and he smells how wonderful the house is, you know, that pine saw scent, and, you know, that's our job and everything. But our job is much more than that. It's to minister to the Father and to have that scent of worship in our homes, that when they come in, there's an atmosphere, there's an anointing of the woman of God in the house. And we should be more ministering to the Lord and fulfilling that call. And when we do that, the anointing of the mother comes forth, the nurturing not only of our families, but the family of God. And I just bless you in the name of Jesus.
This year has been a trying year. But through it all, I've had my family to stand right there with me. And I bless the Lord every day for having, I know it's Mother's Day, but my son is the most great, wonderful and grand. I don't call her my daughter-in-law. She's not a daughter-in-law. She is a daughter. They have been so precious to us and so good to us. And I love them with all my heart. My family needs your prayers, But we know that I was reading in, I think it was Isaiah, I'm not sure where I was reading, about up to 1,000 generations our kids can be saved. Boy, that is a promise that I love and stand on. I heard promise in a prophecy where he said that our children will not be lost. And I believe that. I believe that if we stand on God's word and stand on him and pray what his word says to pray, that we can see every one of our children, our family in heaven. So.
I just thank the Lord for being a mom. You know, that I can input into my children's lives and grandchildren's lives, and that God is so faithful. You know, like Sister Peggy said, he promises us our household will be saved. It doesn't matter. Every one of them have to come in. They have no choice. They will be saved. They will serve the Lord and honor him all their lives and do what God wants them to do and fulfill that plan for their lives. And I'm just thankful for my children. And my mother's in Ohio, but I would just like to honor her today. She's a special lady. And next year will be 70 years that she has played the piano or the organ in church. She started when she was 13 years old. And I'm just thankful for the heritage that I have in Christ in my family, and all that God has done and all that he is doing. And I just speak health and healing to her. Amen.
Anybody else? Going once? Twice?
I just, since my mom's here, I want to tell her happy Mother's Day, and I love you. And I thank you for everything that you do. Without her, I don't know where I'd be.
Candy was right when I was listening, what she was saying, that there's nothing that we've achieved or that I felt that I could achieve greater than just being a mom. I was married for 12 years before JC came, and there's a lot of things accomplished and done, yet not feeling, always feeling that void of what I know that the Lord had made me to be, and that was to be a mom. So being home and having accomplished a lot of other things and doing things, I've never felt more rewarded than to be home and to know that we're raising, that I'm raising children to love the Lord and serve the Lord and to be those. I've had words of people saying, you know, you're an arrow polisher, you know, when you sharpen an arrow. And I think of that. I think about every day how I do serve, creating that atmosphere in the home when everything else is coming in, trying to come in and invade that. But just standing strong and knowing that JC and James are those arrows that are being polished at home. There's not recognition on a daily basis. There's a lot of hard work. Even trying to maintain that atmosphere, it's still work. But knowing that they're going to go out and serve the Lord and be a light to the Lord, fiery arrows going back to bring him glory.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. One more. Okay.
Well, I feel the most important thing to instill in your children, and I hope I have done that, is in the Bible it says that as a parent you are responsible for your children and to teach him all the things about the Lord, about God, you know, how he created the earth, how he made man, you know, all the things that they need in their life, that he is our creator. We are to go to him and worship him. And I hope that I've done that for Jade, because I do not want to disappoint our Lord. I want him to know that I've done my part as a parent. And so far, I've been praised by other Christians that Jade is a fine example of a young lady, and that she has good Christian qualities, and she does read her Bible, and she does things that just I could see the, I'm blessed. I'm so blessed. And I don't know, maybe God intended me just to have one child. That way I can make sure that she does have these qualities instilled in her, that she will walk with the Lord on a daily basis. And I will be losing her in August, and I hope and pray that she continues this walk, because it will bless her.
Amen. Amen.
Come on. I just want to say happy Mother's Day to Mom and Nana, and thank you for passing on such an amazing heritage down the line of showing what a true Christian woman should be. It was quite an example to follow, but I've tried. And another person, it just so happens that my youngest and my oldest baby are on the front row.
Yes.
So Aubrey, maybe officially a mommy 3 years ago, but my mom will tell you I always wanted to be a mommy, and little Amber helped me use those skills 13 years before, and I had no idea she would do that, but she definitely did, and she was my first baby.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. You stretch your faith this way, and let's just, in fact, why don't you just stand? Let's just bless him. And I'm going to just walk down through here and touch each one. And why don't you just bless them with along with me? And Father, we just bless you this morning. Lord, we just lay your hand upon their life. We pray that they will increase with grace and strength in the name of Jesus. That Father, we thank you because of their call. We thank you because of their ministry. We bless them this morning in the precious name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, we just pray that in the days ahead that they will increase in grace and life and in strength. That Lord, that all of everything that you've called them to will be made manifest. Lord, their call, their ministry has really just begun. We pray that Lord, they will continue growing in the Holy Ghost. We pray that even this morning that there'll be a grace upon their life as a result of this touch. Lord, and we thank you for their testimony. We thank you each one of them standing here is a representation of your grace and your glory and of your love. And we give you all the praise and glory. Lord, touch their bodies. Lord, touch their spirits and their minds and every part of them. We pray that they're extremely blessed and that, Lord, they come into the fullness of their ministry. Lord, we give you all the praise and all the glory, and we thank you for it in the precious name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Let's give them a great big hand, could we? Hallelujah, Jesus. We're just going to give you some scripture on how important these women are. Just what they've been called to. Hallelujah. 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 Now I'll give my testimony. You've heard it before. I thank God for, same thing you'd probably say, I hope, the best mother in the world. The best mother in the world. Yours may be gone, it may be in heaven. You know, you don't speak, you can't communicate to them directly, but you can give worship to the Father. You can thank Him. And I can't prove this by Scripture, but I just believe a lot of those messages of your love and adoration to the Father for who they are gets over to them. But I just happen to be, I don't know why He loved me more than He loved you. Say, no, He didn't, but 72 hours, my mom, I don't remember this. If I did, I had a good memory. For 72 hours, she laid in hard labor. You ladies that have went through labor pains, how would you like to go through 72 hours? That's a lot. Back then, they wouldn't hardly take a kid until at the end, and they saw they couldn't, she couldn't take it any longer. 72 hours. Then they took me as a C-section. She testified to me from the very beginning, son, especially during those high school days, you've been dedicated to God. And that dedication came while I was, she was still in the hospital with me. She lifted me up and said, God, he's yours. Take him, use him. Well, that's a powerful testimony, and I praise God for it. But how many of you know that even if your testimony as a mother wasn't like that, once you've been redeemed, that's where it starts right there. It starts in fullness. It starts in fullness right there. You get all of everything. A lot of times you'll hear a testimony. You'll hear a testimony by someone that's got a testimony like, okay, from the beginning I was raised in church, or my mom delivered me over to the Lord from the beginning. Then sometimes the enemy will take that, especially if you're a mother that got in after your kids were further along, or maybe you felt like, man, while they were growing up, I didn't do everything I was supposed to. How many of you are thankful for the blood of the Lamb? That's all that matters. Mary would probably take her as probably the perfect mother, the mother of Jesus. I mean, if anybody. But it isn't amazing that in the bloodline, or in not the, or in the lineage, I should say, not the bloodline, but it wasn't his blood, or it was Mary's blood. It was. If you look at that lineage of Christ, he had all kind of people in his bloodline. He didn't have just the perfect ones. He had, David, and in fact, I think it's in Matthew, where David, the son, gets given all the way down. It's getting to Christ. It's going to show his lineage. David begat Solomon by Bathsheba, who was the wife of Uriah. Meaning this, it even lists that here's a person with a past. A past who once was one other man's wife and then became David's wife. And yet, because of repentance and coming into God, everything was washed away. And she became part of the bloodline of Jesus Christ. Isn't that amazing? Bathsheba, you pick up Mary and say, okay, here's a perfect mother. Boy, she was a virgin. God used her and stuff. But what about the Bathshebas? What about the ones that had made horrible mistakes? And God said, okay, it doesn't really matter, because of the blood I can bring you back in, and I can use you in a powerful, you're going to be part. You're going to be part. Well, Genesis, as Candy saw my Bible open to Genesis this morning, she goes, you're going to teach the whole Bible? I said, yeah, we're going to start in Genesis and go through Revelation. No, we're not, because we're going to give you the opportunity to take your mother or your wife. You say, she's not my mother. Well, she's the mother of your children. Amen. So you can let her, take her out someplace nice, really nice. Really, what? Oh, no, he's starting that stuff again. Well, I was going to say that, and just buy her anything. Buy her anything, really, that she wants on the menu. I mean, supersize it, whatever she wants. Man, if you're jealous that these ladies got a rose this morning, don't worry about it. Father's Day is coming up, and the church is gearing up. We're going to give away a grand prize four-wheel drive. Give certificates to Bass Pro, guns or rod and reels, whatever you want. Or Genesis chapter 1, verse 21. No. No,
that's not right. Verse chapter 2. Verse 21 says, "And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam, the first man, said, This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh, and she shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." Now he's speaking of Eve here, of course. And at that point, she's not a mother, but he's prophesying of what the job. These women have talked about what they... their greatest call. I have lived with this beautiful woman, and if you're listening, I'm kind of pointing to my wife, for 36 years, and I can tell you that this is I would say, I already said my mom, but along with her is the greatest wife and mother on planet Earth, especially because she has to put up with me. And I know that she says amen to that. But here God is prophesying, or Adam is prophesying and saying that this woman, she shall be, it says here, "Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." Now, the first time that the word mother is ever used is in this verse. And it's prophesying of what the mother will be, because the word, and I learned this first from my mother, the Hebrew word, and I looked it up again to make sure, the word is bonder of the family. Can everybody say bonder? Bonder of the family. In other words, she's the one that keeps everything going. She's the glue inside. The word father is the word chief, which means overseer. But the word mother is the word bonder. She's the glue. She's the one that holds everything together. And Adam prophesies that this woman, mother or mothers, will be the glue that holds the family together. Well, look what happens. I mean, he no longer speaks of what a woman will be and what a mother will be, that in the next chapter, chapter 3, that Satan comes, and the serpent was more subtle than any of the beasts of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, "Hath God said, You shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, You shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, You shall not die. For God doth not, for God doth know that in the day that you eat thereof, your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." The most amazing thing that I want you to see here is this, is that Adam prophesies of the heart of God. He's created male and female. They'll cleave together. And he speaks the word mother, which is she'll be the bonder of the home. And Satan comes immediately. The very first person that he attacks as a result, who's the first one that he attacks? He attacks the woman. He attacks the bonder of the home. His job, Jesus said from the very beginning, is to steal, kill, and destroy. One of the things that we need to know is that we need to lift up not just our mother, our personal mother, but all the mothers of this house and all of the women of God that are helping going forward, bringing a whole generation. There is a generation that's going to receive Christ. And I believe that we're part of that. But even if we're not, I can tell you this. There is a generation that is saying, look, we're going further than the last generation. From the very beginning, God sought godly seed. Satan knew that. And he attacks the woman from the very beginning. He attacks her because of her place in the home and because of her place to bond the home together and to keep her home together. Listen, mothers, women, there is a particular attack against you just for you to cave in and not do your job, not do your calling. But you can do your calling, and you will fulfill your calling. And above all, what the enemy is fighting you for, understand this, all the distractions that are coming against you is for the very purpose of keeping you from praying for your kids, keeping you from lifting up your kids and saying, Father, whether they're born again, if they're not born again, they will be born again. And if they are born again, they're going to fulfill their call. They're going to fulfill their ministry, everything that you've called them to. They're going to come to fullness. And so that as Satan fought the woman from the very beginning to stop her in her call and her role, well, he didn't do it. Because Jesus was prophesied in the same chapter when God said in verse 13, it says, the Lord said unto the woman, what is it that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above all beasts of the field, and upon thy belly shalt thou go, and in dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And this is where he prophesies. He's not speaking. God's not speaking to Eve here. He's speaking to the future of his coming son. And he's speaking to the woman he's speaking actually to Mary, that there'll come a time, and I will put an enmity, that's a division, between the woman and between thy seed and her seed. Now the seed that was going to come to redo and undo everything that Satan did was the seed, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And he says, and it, that seed, Christ, shall bruise thy head, meaning he'll destroy the serpent. And you're going to bruise his heel. In other words, you're going to send him to the grave for a few days. But God prophesies from the very beginning that everything that the God of this world did to destroy the path of beauty in the family, in the home, there is coming a coming seed, which is Christ, who is going to totally undo and destroy all that. Hallelujah. We are Christ's. We're not subject to the enemy anymore. Our children, we don't have to see them fall. We don't have to continue to fall into the pit of this world. We can continue to speak life over them, and that's exactly what we'll do. Hallelujah. The past, moms, let me tell you something. Women, the past is in the past. Whatever that you were proud of or whatever you weren't proud of, we have to look to the future and say, look, there is a coming revival, and my children are going to be a part of that. They're absolutely going to be a part of that. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Look at chapter 1, verse 1. We're looking at the New Testament concerning the role of mothers and how they affected men of God. Verse 1 says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my beloved son. Now, Timothy wasn't his physical son, but he had followed him in the faith and had become very close to Paul as a result of his walk with the Lord. He says, to Timothy, my beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with a pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. Now, Timothy was at Ephesus. Paul had left him there as the pastor. and he was talking about his relationship with him. And he says this in verse 5, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned, that's unhypocritical, pure, meaning pure, the unfeigned faith that is in thee. Now, are you looking at it? Verse 5. I call this remembrance of this unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first. Where did it first dwell? It says it first dwelt in thy grandmother, Lois, and in thy mother, Eunice. And I am persuaded that in thee also. So what he was saying is this, Timothy, your grandma and your mother, they built a foundation of faith inside of you. And it was first theirs, and then they transferred it over to you. Listen, moms, as you have those little ones, whether they're the size of the ones that Maria's raising right now, or even if they're older and they're teenagers, don't you ever give up on them. You get a chance to transfer wealth over to them. And if they're not in your physical home, they are in your dominion, because you've given birth to them. And you can continue to speak life to them. Thank God if they're still in the home, because you get to transfer, like Eunice and Lois, or you get to say, look, I'm building a man of God here. I'm building, they might not stand in the pulpit, but I'm building something for the future generation. I am going to transfer my faith over to them. Well, what if they're out of the home? What if they're hellions? And what if they're living? They're not always going to be that way. You stand in faith by day and by night and say, look, I am transferring over my faith to you by the grace of God. I get the opportunity to stand on this earth as a living intercessor and change your destiny by the grace of God. I get a chance. Listen, if you don't do it, who's going to do it? That's not a guilt trip. That's an opportunity. That's an absolute opportunity that God has given to each one of us. As each one of you, I should say, as mothers. God not only give you the physical ability to birth them, he's given you the spiritual ability to birth them in the spirit and to take them to the next level. Hallelujah. This morning, why don't you just stand with me for just a moment? And I don't know how many of you may have wavered ones out there. If you've got one or two or three or four or any that you're standing for, just wave at me. Looks like a windmill out there. Go ahead and wave at me again so I'll get a, okay. How many of you believe that if we continue to present them, there's no way except they're going to be part of this revival? In fact, I haven't heard it in a while. Why don't you say this with me? I say that Immokalee is in revival. I say that my family is in revival. All my children are born again. All my children are spirit-filled. All my children are called to a specific purpose in the body of Christ. Along with this, the blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear, the dumb speak, and the dead are raised. And thousands are born again in this revival. Hallelujah. Pablo, would you bring your mother? How many of you believe that God wants to work miracles when he can? So Pablo's mother is here this morning. She needs a miracle. How many believe? Whatever that is. So go ahead, bring her. This is your mom. Let's give her a great big hand. What is it? Okay. What is the name? Arthritis. What is the swelling from? Okay. arthritis, really, all through the knees, through the legs, in the ankle. Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, are you in pain? Is she in pain right now? Yes. And the right one, yes. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we release the power of God. Be loose from your infirmity now. I command this arthritis to go out of your body, and I command it dismissed. By the power in the name of Jesus. Pain, leave. And I command this disease and the very devil that's brought it out of this body in the name of Jesus. We turn this woman loose, be loosed in the name of Jesus by the power of God. Pain, be set free from all pain now by the grace of the Lord in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Is there any difference? It should begin. Just put weight on it. What'd she say? Okay. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody else before we leave this morning? We're going to give you time to spend plenty of time with your moms today and your wives. But before we leave, why don't you just lift your hands? We just exalt you, Jesus. Blessed be the Lamb. Blessed be the Lamb. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory and praise and honor. And thanksgiving, blessed be the Lord. Father, we thank you for these women. And not only in this church, but wherever these moms are at that are represented by their family members today. Thy blessings be upon them, and thy kingdom come, and thy will be done. We give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. If you haven't hugged somebody in here this morning, go ahead and turn and give them a great big hug before you leave today and bless them in Jesus' name. Amen.